Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can we check on Dick? Let's call him and see how he's doing, Steiny. Seriously, I do not like that. We didn't hang up. He got disconnected. Let's check on him. Today's the summit, Goo.
I'm ready.
It is the Red and Gold Summit. It's happening today. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Willard and Dibbs are doing their show from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts are going to join them from 4 to 6. Come hang with us. We're going to get you ready for the football season. We'll have the game on there for sure. Great food, great place. That's today, ladies and gentlemen. Guru and I will be heading right down to Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara right after the show. And it's the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. That's the Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. You can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And one thing we'll find out today is whether or not they, in fact, do have a happy hour menu.
Leroy,
we got controversy brewing, and Willard's in the middle of it.
What happened?
Apparently, Willard yesterday had a throwaway line about they got a great happy hour menu.
Let's go.
And our great P1 San Jose Jazz fan, of course, went online.
Oh, no.
Looked at the menus and told everybody in the chat, it doesn't look like they've got a specific happy hour menu.
Do you think no. San Jose Jazz fan heard Willard correctly?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do.
So Leroy's going to pull up on us. He said from Oakland.
Leroy is?
Yeah, King's Fish House. He'll see us later. This will be first. Yeah.
All right.
Going down.
You guys are surprising me a little bit here with how you like to watch a game. Because I just, Lucas just came in, a 49er fan, and I said to him, I said, how do you like to watch a game? And he says, regular season or playoff. So he's already thought it out that thoroughly that if it's a big game, he probably wants to be alone, and he can watch other games with fans. I got to tell you.
Don't you like hearing the announcers? Because that's part of why I like sports.
You can turn the volume
up. Yeah, but you get with some friends of some of mine, you ain't hearing that. Like, I'm out. I got to hear it all, Steiny.
We must go to different kind of parties. Football parties. Because at the parties.
I don't go to those.
When I go to my guy Dana's.
Yes.
All right, and we got six guys over there. if you want to lock in on the game, you can lock in on the game. No one's going to bother you. And then if you want to go get a sausage or go get a bag of popcorn, you know, then you go get a bag of popcorn.
I got you, Stoney, but I hear you and I ain't mad. I you know, if it's a playoff game and my team's not in, you know, I'll be there. But Stoney, I'm telling you, I am the type of dude, and Evan, you can back me up. I'll go to a game, go home, and watch that said game to hear the announcers and watch it from that view. That's just, that's how much I love ball, man.
Now that one, I think you might be a little more by yourself. Especially if your team.
He looked at me like, well, that's what happens when you don't have any friends. You are by yourself a lot.
But I got a bunch of friends.
Are you projecting?
Everybody knows I got a Willard, Texas. Everybody knows I have ABBA. I got like 8 best friends.
That's a problem.
That's too not many. A problem.
Yeah, that
that's
is too many.
Too many best friends.
Hold on. Because they're not, you're not their best friend.
This
that's
ain't
the
MySpace, dude.
So you have 8 best friends.
That I'm their best friend.
But you're not their best friend.
Oh, I'm in their top 2 or 3. It's Stoney, please. Don't hate. You met them all.
You met
a lot of my contempt.
Right.
Evan has too.
Do you mind if I ask how many groomsmen you had at your wedding?
I had a shotgun wedding, E.
Oh, I gotcha. Sorry.
Wasn't a lot of time to do stuff like that, E.
Sure.
And it happened fast. But if I had a traditional wedding, Evan, I'd probably have about 8 or 9.
I think you're great.
You got me?
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends.
I'm
I've been
sorry,
blessed.
You.
No,
don't
you
be
do.
Sorry. I had a shotgun wedding. And I regret it. I wanted that big wedding. And I probably would have had 9 groomsmen. But why would you flip it? Am I the 49er Frankie? Rich B. Relaford, Kane, Mello, June, Ron T. Mike Souza.
Mikey.
He deserved it.
So here's the other thing I was thinking about.
Okay, now.
Go ahead.
Now, people are feeling sorry. Like, Evan, what did you?
I don't think it was going to be that.
No, it's all good. I had a great wedding day. Scotty, move on. I got a lot of friends. That's all I'm saying. Real ones. Do you know what a real, like, you know, like, do you have a real, like, Dana's your dude in Dibs.
Dana.
Sal.
What about him?
That's your guy. To me,
yeah,
that's your guy.
Yeah, but if the chips were down.
Oh, I got 9
and
dudes.
I needed something big.
I got more than 9.
I don't think Castaneda is going to come bail me out.
You serious? I've been watching him DJ here lately.
All right. He's a DJ too, yeah.
Since when?
He started out in radio about 3 decades ago.
But now he's going viral with the, you know, dude, I love it. I'm just saying.
Like
you
an actual DJ?
Yeah, he DJs like parties.
DJ Sal?
Why not? I'd like the ring of that.
Let's see what Willard said. He does a lot of DJing at like old folks' homes and stuff like that. Like he'll do the happy hour buffet.
Does bingo parlors?
I love you, Sal.
Willard just sent one of your text messages. I feel like you wrote it for him. He sent it to the both of us.
Is this going
to
bother me?
No, but it's funny how he throws somebody under the bus without trying to throw somebody under the bus. I was told 100% by a certain boss that there's a happy hour menu for our guests. And that's up your alley. Just rammed the man over.
Well, Willard,
initials MN.
Willard will be happy to know that on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, we've got information that says King's Fish House in Santa Clara does not offer a traditional happy hour with discounted food or drinks. The restaurant, which is part of the King's Seafood Company, explains that they maintain fresh, high-quality seafood and they don't discount products to ensure the best prices for their oysters.
Ooh. Ugh. Yeah. You ain't having any of those tonight, are you?
No. But okay, so if is there confusion over what a happy hour menu is? Like
yeah, you get a discount. You get a deal.
Well, then, no, you can't. I don't think you can do that anymore. I thought there was a law against that.
where do you live? What are you talking about? So, I'm thinking of TGIF Fridays. They got a great happy hour.
A happy hour
menu
down the block.
Oh, my God, Steiny.
But I don't think it can be with drinks. I think it has to be food.
That's
only
happy hour. Alcohol's involved. I hate to sound like an expert.
No, I thought my understanding was that you can't, like, okay, back in the day in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at a place called The Village, they would have, on Fridays, they would have beat the clock.
I kind of like that.
So it starts at 4, and all drinks are 50 cents from 4 to 4:30. Then from 4:30 to 5, they're a dollar. Then from 5 to 5:30, they're $1.50.
We call that happy hour now.
Well, I don't think you can do that anymore.
Well, we can ride to Elm Street, Steiny. There's happy hour signs everywhere. I saw them driving in.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that they can discount liquor.
That's the happy hour, not the food.
I don't know.
Oh, Steiny, you're going to take an L on this one.
Well, maybe it's, I bet it.
Let me help you out. Look at me dead in the eye. There are 900 signs before I get to 3rd Street here. Happy hour, drinks, half, you know? Yeah, happy hour. It's not because you're eating. That's part of it.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
But you're happy for
Steiny,
other reasons.
What?
You ever been to Monroe in North Beach?
No.
$1 at 6.
Oh, my goodness.
$2 at 7.
Right. I'm going to double.
$3 at 8.
Would you shut up? I'm doubling down here.
Somebody said, was that Chris A., the 1920s?
I'm doubling down here. It's a state law in some places.
Oh, but not here.
I guess not.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know.
You would.
How would I? Well, you think I wouldn't notice if I'm getting money?
No, well, the places back we frequent don't partake in the happy hour. But they're around here, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Steve in Santa Rosa wants to talk football. What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on why I dig football so much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a two-edged sword because I was fortunate enough to see the career of Joe Montana. And I love football, but I just don't see that happening again. You know, unbelievable what he did during his career. And I met him when he was a rookie. And you look at these football players, they're gigantic, most of them. And I met this guy when he was a rookie, and I go, man, this dude is small. He's skinny. He's like 170 pounds. And then he went out there, and he carved up the NFL like nobody ever did. The stuff he did, it can't be matched. And that Super Bowl against Denver, that's the best football game any quarterback ever played. Joe Montana, all I got to say is, thank you. If I met Joe Montana again, that's what I would tell him. Dude, thank you. Because you brought so many of us together and we had so many good times watching the games and just unbelievable stuff he did. The Philly game in the fourth quarter.
Man.
The list goes on and on.
At Philly.
I hope that Purdy does something close to that. He's kind of the same guy, you know, this little man in a Giants game that just, you know, goes out there and kills it. It's so fun to watch, and it brings people together, you know. I mean, Joe Montana brought the whole Bay Area together, the whole state together. How could you not root for that guy? So that's why I dig football, and I'm hoping every year that we see something close to that, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's
yeah, he remembers. Joe got him in love, man. I get it. Remember that game against the Eagles at the Vets? Not
I was
were
there.
Were you at that game?
Yes.
You don't talk about it much. Yeah, you have told me, but I didn't know it was that one.
Yeah, Niners were down 28-10. They scored Montana threw 4 touchdowns,
dude,
in the fourth quarter. Yeah, it was
they had
game.
The red jerseys, the Niners did.
I want to say that something happened in that game where a punt bounced and hit off an Eagles helmet, and the Niners got a break late in that game.
Yeah.
But 4 touchdown passes in the and you know what I was thinking is we were talking about, you know, what is it about football? Why do we love it so much? And, I mean, for me, it would have to be the Jaworski Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl and then were crushed by the Raiders. Yeah. But, you know, in the mid-80s, getting to see the Eagles play 2-3 years in a row at home every year, like, it was Randall Cunningham. Like, Randall Cunningham, to me,
was one of my favorites,
was among the most exciting football players I've ever seen, and he was the Eagles quarterback. So during those years, the Eagles were pretty good. And, like, that's where I started to really love football. And then I move out here in 90, and I go from, like, Randall Cunningham and those Eagles to the 49ers. And then I just became a 49er fan out here because I just loved watching their offense with Montana and Young. It was so precise.
Incredible.
So we're talking about why do you love football? What is it about football?
And
like, what are your first memories of football?
My first game, 8 years old at Dallas, Texas, a preseason game, the Steelers, Roger Staubach against Terry Bradshaw. That was my first game, Steiny. And I'm loyal to the soil. And it is what it is. And I can remember sitting in the seats like, where the hell are we? Watching the black and yellow against the silver and white. Like, oh my gosh. And, you know, we can't judge anyone's answers, right? That guy just called about Montana. But I'm serious, Don. If I could take a step back and try to sell why I think I got the greatest part of the answer, the fact that you get the NFL once a week is... And maybe some people don't even know it, but I think that's like 94% of it. It gives a, they can, other sports, there's too many, they need to condense. But football's once a week, Stoddy. That's why people dedicate their whole day to it. Well, now you're getting it Thursday, Friday, and Monday. But, hey, I'll take it too, you know. But still, I think that has a lot to do with the attraction.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios right here in San Francisco. We're trying to figure out if there's some laws regarding happy hour. I believe they vary state to state. That's what
I
believe.
No, I'll give you that. What I'm saying is we're not one of them.
Then I'm right.
Because all we care about is the state we're in.
Yeah.
We can go walk across the street. There's happy hour signs everywhere.
Yeah, no, I don't. I said in some places.
Yeah, Evan, you want to tell it to him?
Huh?
You want to break it to him?
He doesn't care.
About what?
He was wrong. There is no law here.
I never said it was here. I said, you know, there's some places that have laws where blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
So this is your version of Nico Harrison.
My version of you. My version of you. By the way, somebody's saying at the haters bar that I'm going to open, we'll have Angry Hour.
That's
pretty good. Theodore Rand.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. So there you go. More Jerry Rice. He was on with the morning show. He's going to join them every other week.
All right.
Here and... we're talking about the optimism level for the 49ers and their fans. How's Jerry Rice feeling about this team?
I just feel we have a very young team. And our best chances, I just felt, you know, it was with the veteran team that we had. Even though I know we had a lot of overhead and stuff like that, you know, I would have preferred to just have had that group to stay on. I'm not saying that, you know, my hopes are, you know, because I'm all about 49ers. That's it. And that's the main thing. I'm hoping that they can gel together real fast. But when you got so many parts like that, you're just not sure. So, we just going to have to try to just take it game by game, see what happens, and see if they can build some camaraderie and chemistry, and hopefully they can win football games.
All right, that's Jerry Rice. And you know, to me, what's interesting, and I would just ask 49er fans, I think he was talking about he would have rather seen the team, you know, hold on to Greenlaw, hold on to Hufanga, hold on to Deebo Samuel, maybe hold on to Charvarius Ward and bring it back that way. Is that You think a lot of 49er fans, that like that's what they would have preferred, that that on this roster were, let's say, those four guys who were kind of
staples?
I don't want to say mainstays.
Yeah, but okay. They were.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do you like?
That's a fear of mine on how whoever it's on and steps up and fills those voids, how close they come to hitting it out the park or even doing it greater to a greater extent. So we know what I think about Greenlaw. I know you didn't have him much or if at all last year, but Stoney, that's a big one. Ward and the rest of the guys. So it's imperative that these young guys and the guys that they brought in hit the ground running so you can not miss, you know, what you once had. And that's why I think it was, you know, we took our Bay Rob saying he didn't know what the win total was going to be. He's still evaluating. Like, I feel that.
By the way, your guy.
My guy. I got a few.
He's hurt.
Pearsall? Oh, Greenlaw.
Greenlaw.
Oh, what you mean he's God. Hurt? He'll be out there week one.
Broncos linebacker Dre Greenlaw remains out of practice with a quad injury. Oh. Greenlaw injured his quadriceps July 31st. At this point forward, I'm not going to talk one thing about player injuries. Peyton said, we'll report what's required.
Yikes.
Greenlaw missed all of the offseason program after hurting his quad while working out. The initial report was a tear, but the team clarified a strain.
Yikes.
Said the initial report was a tear, but the team clarified a strain would keep Greenlaw out 8 weeks.
Oh, well, I'll
now
tell you.
Now week one debut with his team is in doubt.
Oh,
he meant it. They meant he was out 8 weeks when he got hurt this offseason, not 8 weeks into this season.
Oh, so he could be back
right,
possibly for week one.
He's, well, that's the,
yeah.
His debut on Sunday is in doubt, yeah. Is what they're
Sounds
saying.
Sounds like it'll be a lower extremity injury again, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder what leg that's, if it's the same leg he tore. Man.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Hey, Doug, what's going on, man?
Oh, listen, I got the day off.
Nice.
You know, I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good. I'm
yeah.
Listening to you guys. You know, a previous caller talked about Joe Montana. I met him recently. You know, up in St. Helena, and he's a great guy. He's a normal sized guy. I mean,
yeah.
it's not like he's a runt, you know. I mean, he's just not a giant, you know, monster like a lot of the guys who were trying to tear his head off. But I agree with everything else the caller said about Montana and about what he meant to the Bay Area and to every football fan, and certainly every 49ers football fan. It's amazing. And the second thing I want to say is, Steiny, I want you to be, you know, my straight man and, you know, the next time I got a party, because you cannot be serious about no happy hour not being legal. I mean, I know you must have been joking.
I love how you put it to him.
Okay.
Speak up. Wow. I love you, caller. Wow. Talk to him, Steiny.
What I...
I mean,
that
was good, because you can't be serious. Okay. Love you guys.
I love you more. Okay. Oh, Steiny, that is the ultimate ale.
It's not, though.
No, it is.
No,
and
it's
not. And it did come from your partner or Evan. Oh, my gosh. That was great, Evan. That was a radio cigarette.
You
want
to keep talking, or you want me to
Well, I'm doing what you did
facts.
To me Friday.
No,
you just
not.
Rubbed it in my face. I wish I had a button to play it again.
No. San Jose Jazz fan, who's about as solid as anybody out there. Happy hour is illegal in certain U.S.
wrong.
States, such as Alaska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, etc.
I was
which
wrong.
They banned the practice in the 80s or later to prevent excessive drinking, drunk driving, and public intoxication.
I was wrong.
No. I was wrong.
What's it? Nico Harris.
No.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Nope. Can I get somebody from alcohol,
Alaska,
tobacco,
Texas,
and firearms?
All we
please?
Care about the Bay. Okay. And for a millisecond, Stoddy, real quick, you had me thinking, did they ban them? But if you drive out here in the Cali, Stoddy, they're everywhere.
If anybody out there works for the ATF Bureau, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, I'm telling you right now, that certain states don't allow it.
California would be under if we didn't allow it.
This
boy,
ain't one of them, buddy.
Man, for real.
You had me thinking we were living in the Matrix.
Good Lord.
That's where you guys want to start the summit day.
No, the caller, that was great, though.
All right. We got the summit today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's starting at 4 o'clock, but if you want to get there earlier, you can. Willard and Dibs, they're doing their show at 2 o'clock. And then all the hosts are going to join them at 4. Summits from 4 to 6. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Let's get this season started, ladies and gentlemen. And Westfield Valley Fair is where you experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. It's your game day destination. Once again, King's Fish House. It's going to be your go-to spot for fans, and it's going to be where we are today, starting at 2 o'clock. So if you're down in San Jose, come join us. Say hello. Because we will be at King's Fish House talking football. And then, coming up after the Red and Gold Summit at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Dallas Wings. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Plus, pregame starts at 6:30. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.